Millions of people heard last Thursday's presidential debate for themselves, but that is not stopping the campaigns from telling people what they saw. The campaigns of President Bush and John Kerry are exchanging ads on the meaning of one of Kerry's statements. NPR's John McChesney reports.
During their first debate, Senator Kerry lambasted the president for launching a preemptive war against Iraq without persuading the international community that it was necessary, a move Kerry said that has alienated us from our allies. Today, the Bush campaign will launch an ad on cable and in selected battleground states challenging the senator's position.
But at the debate, John Kerry said America must pass a global test before we protect ourselves. The Kerry Doctrine, a global test. So we must seek permission from foreign governments before protecting America? So America will be forced to wait while threats gather? President Bush believes decisions about protecting America should be made in the Oval Office, not foreign capitals.
This ad completely misrepresents what John Kerry said.
Richard Holbrooke is Kerry's chief foreign policy advisor. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Holbrooke noted that in the debate, John Kerry praised John F. Kennedy's strategy during the Cuban Missile Crisis, a combination of military threat and diplomacy, as the proper way to apply pressure on a country threatening the United States.
There is no Kerry doctrine on this issue. There is a national doctrine which all presidents have fulfilled. What we have here is a Bush doctrine, which is you just go ahead and do what you do without mobilizing sufficient support and then leave yourself isolated.
And the Kerry campaign fired back almost immediately with a commercial designed to rebut the Bush ad and to raise another issue.
George Bush lost the debate. Now he's lying about it. This is what you heard John Kerry really say. The president always has the right for preemptive strike. I will hunt and kill the terrorists wherever they are. But here's something new about George Bush. Newspapers report he withheld key intelligence information from the American public so he could overstate the threat Iraq posed.
The reference in this ad is to a New York Times article in Sunday's paper that says, in the run-up to the war, the Bush administration used suspect intelligence when asserting that Iraq was rebuilding its nuclear weapons program. The Times article says some of the government's leading nuclear scientists questioned the administration's statements that aluminum tubes purchased by Iraq could be used to make nuclear bombs. Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor, went on CNN in 2002 saying the tubes were only suitable for that purpose and added, "We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud." Yesterday on ABC's This Week, she didn't deny the accuracy of the Times report, but refused to give any ground when questioned about her remarks 2 years ago.
I stand by to this day the correctness of the decision to take seriously an intelligence assessment that Saddam Hussein would likely have a nuclear weapon by the end of the decade if you didn't do something, the assessment of the intelligence community as a whole, and the Director of Central Intelligence, that he was reconstituting his nuclear programs.
Prior to the Bush campaign's ad about Kerry's so-called global test, the Kerry campaign was trying to shift the focus with its commercials in battleground states. Two new ads on the air now charge the Bush administration with favoring drug companies, wealthy CEOs, and the Saudi royal family. The new Kerry ads promise to create jobs and tax cuts for the middle class. Clearly, they were designed to lead into Friday's debate, which will focus on domestic issues. But Iraq is the leading issue in this election, and as the latest commercial shootout reveals, it's not likely to disappear from the 32nd spots punctuating nearly every TV program in contested states. John McChesney, NPR News.